morning, everyone.
Good morning.
My voice seems to be doing funny things this morning, so we'll see how we go. This morning, I've entitled what I'm going to talk about, What Shall I Call You? Something amazing has happened to you individually if you know Christ this morning. Probably, you may not even realise it. This morning, I can come to you and speak to each of you individually and possibly call you by your earthly name. Now, this could get challenging for me this morning. I know most of you by facial recognition, if I've seen you before, but to remember each of you by name, that might be a challenge for me. Now, some of you that I talk to regularly, I can remember your name. That's fortunate, really. But if I don't remember your name, you might just get oi, or some other verbal form of attracting your attention. Or maybe a physical form to attract your attention. But it reminds me of something that came on telly quite some time ago now. It was a BBC show, Walk on the Wild Side. Now, you know what?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know whether this will work, but it might do. We'll just pretend it's going to the phone or not.
Alan!
Yeah. Alan! 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 It then goes
Steve,
on.
Steve,
yeah.
Steve!
Say Steve!
Steve!
Now this is a show.
Alan! Alan! Help!
Where it was, I believe, it was a marmot, which is like a little fat meerkat. And they run around like meerkats, stand up on their hind legs. And what the show did, it replaced the animals' voices with human voices. Now, one marmot looks just like another marmot. And so he was looking out and he saw this marmot and he thought it were Alan. So repetitively, he said, Alan. Alan, 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 trying to get his attention. Then it might have been Steve. So then he changed his mind and it was Steve, 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 Steve. No, it's not Steve. It's Alan still. Alan, Alan, Alan. This morning, God knows each of us. God knows you personally. And something personal about each one of us is our name. So God knows you by your name. Now that you're making that laugh. Still could be confusing for God because there's more than one Stephen. There's more than one Alan. There's more than one Dave. There's more than one Pat too. But do you know God even changes your name when you become adopted to your family, to his family. A bit more. Well, I'll try, but like I said, my voice is a bit doubtful. God even changes your name when you're adopted to his family. We have some examples of this in Scripture. If you think of Abram, his name changed to Abraham. If you think of Jacob, to Israel. Simon, to Peter. These are all people out of Scripture with fantastic life-changing experiences. And as they had that life-changing experience, God also changed their name. And that life-changing experience in knowing God, in knowing Christ as your personal Saviour, has changed your name. Possibly you will not even realise it. And God recognises you by your name. In Isaiah 62, there's a few verses there which say, "For Zion's sake, I will not keep silent. For Jerusalem's sake, I will not remain quiet. Till her vindication shines out like the dawn, her salvation a blazing torch. The nations will see your vindication, and all the kings your glory. You will be called by a new name that the mouth of the Lord will bestow. You will be a crown of splendor in the Lord's hand, a royal diadem in the hand of your God. No longer will they call you deserted, or your name, or name your land desolate, but you will be called," this is a challenge for me, "Hephzibah, and your land Beulah. For the Lord will take delight in you, and your land will be married." Something in that scripture is amazing to each one of us this morning. A new name, a heavenly name, a name like no other. Hephzibah. Translated, that means "my delight is in her," or you. My delight is in you. That's something special this morning, that God now calls each one of us. God's delight. What a wonderful name to have. What a wonderful name to be called. There's no confusion. When God speaks to you, unlike the marmot, God's shouting out your name, your personal name, the name that he's adopted you into his family by. No confusion. Something amazing. God's delight in you. Now I know you. that might not be anything amazing to you. I may even know your earthly name. And that might not be amazing to you. You might know my name as well. But the name that God has given you, the name that He knows you by, is something amazing. Because you're accepted. You're now part of God's family. And in being part of God's family, He now can say to you, as His child, I delight in you. How amazing is that? When God calls out to each of you individually this morning, He's shouting, I delight in you. You are my child, and I know you by name. Amen.